Never had fall been more beautiful, a symphony of warm colors, like a nature's embrace, and it made her feel loved by a love higher than this world. Mary made her way sheepishly through the small park, lowering her eyes as she passed the rare visitors, because the fire in them scared people who didn't understand it. Their unusual color, a muted glow of embers, echoed the ruby of burning bushes and sugar maples like their color turned with the seasons as well. She'd been born this way, hair snowy white, her porcelain skin the palest shade of alabaster and eyes of fire. It's strange how physical appearance shapes one's fate. Mary had spent her entire childhood knowing herself to be different from other humans, in ways nobody deemed to acknowledge. Her mother kept giving her scientific explanations with complicated terms like a melanism and genetic mutation, but Mary knew in her heart she wasn't like the rest. This truth came to her in her dreams and she'd heard it in her heart, that hers was a special destiny, to embrace fire and tame it, like a present-day Prometheus, to harness its transformative power. She walked the earth in silence, with the bearing of a fairy, barely touching the ground, weightless like breath. In that silence she felt her connection to the wind, sun, and rain whom she considered her kin more than she did humans, and she had no bitterness about it, because that didn't make her feel odd, but rare, and powerful, and special. Those dreams she had dreamt as a child she shared with no one, they were her secret dwelling, her palace, fit for an elemental, a place where she danced free, undaunted by fear, conformity, and customs, to a music only she could hear, which seemed to resonate from all around her and from herself as well, fitting her inside reality like a jewel in its setting. The young woman lifted her eyes to watch the sunlight sift through the golden trees, shielding her vision with her palm and smiling to a passerby, who, like most people, was so dazzled by their unusual color he forgot the norms of polite society and fell straight into her soul, lost and mesmerized, until his walking companion called his attention back to the real world. "What are you looking at?" her grandmother used to ask her when she was little and got lost in her dream world, fascinated by its wonders. All those treasures her sight had uncovered patiently in time were still there in her eyes, an open secret offered to anyone for a price, the audacity not to avert one's gaze for fear of their fire. She smiled and stared into his eyes, and her magic gaze shook him to the core with the uncanny feeling two roses were watching him intently from under a blanket of snow. Something more than human, but still of this world, a part of nature and its equal as well. "What are you looking at, Mary?" her grandmother's voice echoed endlessly inside her head. "Sunlight. Air. Nothing. I'm looking at nothing."